Hello, everybody. This is Jeff Chandler of WPTavern.com, and joining me right now is Ben Sibley of Support-.com to talk about their State of WordPress Themes infographic, which I find to be a bit fascinating. And before we get started here, Ben, why don't you tell us who you are and what is Support-?
Okay, my name is Ben Sibley. I'm the co-founder of Support-. Support-, is a support ticket system specifically for WordPress developers.
Okay, so what inspired you guys to kind of grab the bull by the horn, so to speak, and produce this infographic with the theme survey?
Well, what happened is I think customer support became a pretty hot topic recently in the WordPress industry. I think Woo Themes somewhat, probably unintentionally, sparked a lot of debate over, you know, controversy aside, a lot of people like Chris Lemma and other bloggers started writing about pricing models and how to handle support and really looking at whether or not you can offer lifetime support. At the same time, I've seen Yoast and some other bloggers write about switching from forums over to support ticket systems. So I was wondering how many people are using forums and how many are using support ticket systems already, and are people offering lifetime support? And at the same time, I previously realized that in the past that there's not a lot of data on just how many theme shops there are. So I thought I'd put together a study that would kind of answer some of these questions and at least serve as a benchmark for where the theme industry is at right now.
Okay, so tell us, how was this survey conducted?
Okay, so first off, I started with a lot of just random Googling, seeing what I could find. I went to any shop I knew about, you know, like StudioPress and Thesis, some come to mind right away. I went to ThemeForest. And then I just did a lot of different Googling and searching for everything I could find.
You became one with Google, huh?
I became one with Google, a lot of advanced search operators. And so I think there's definitely some out there that we missed, but I feel pretty confident that there cannot be too many that I missed.
So considering the market share that WordPress has, which is almost 19% now, and it's based on the top 100 million websites, do you think that the 1,001 theme providers is a low number considering the market share of WordPress, or do you think that's maybe right on target?
Well, there's a lot of people getting custom sites, and a few of the shops, if you consider, you know, someone like Elegant Themes or StudioPress, I think there's a few titans, if you will, that definitely serve a lot of people. You know, I think Woo Themes has a couple hundred thousand users or something really high. Mm-hmm. So, and then each of those, you know, a lot of them, then they take the themes. One of those customers might then be supplying 100 different people with themes through their own services. So it's hard to tell, but I think it's probably pretty accurate.
So did it surprise you at all to learn that one ThemeForest author with one theme has made over $1 million? I mean, that's it seems ludicrous to me, but maybe it shouldn't. It just surprises me a little bit. I mean, one theme, $1 million, makes me think I should change my what I'm doing. Maybe I should be doing themes.
Yeah, you know, I wonder how much they've been how long they've been the top theme with ThemeForest and how much that just feeds into itself. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely astounding. I didn't expect to find that. So, and you know, ThemeForest is pretty cool. There's 87% of the shops we found were in ThemeForest. And you know, if you want to get started, I really can't see a reason why you wouldn't get started on ThemeForest first, because the audience is already built for you.
Yeah, and in fact, that's the thing that surprised me the most when I was reading the survey results, is that 87% of the 1,001 theme shops were on ThemeForest. Or did I get that wrong, or is it 87% of the 300 you sampled?
It's 87% of the 1,001.
Okay, so it surprised me not only because of how large the majority of the percentage is, but I never realized ThemeForest was that big.
Yeah, you know, and it really is. I think it comes down to, from the perspective of someone selling themes, it almost doesn't make sense not to sell on ThemeForest. You know, even if you're going to sell on your site as well, it takes time. It takes a lot of time and persistence to build up some reasonable traffic to a site. I think that's probably why it's such a high percentage.
Yeah, and since we're speaking of ThemeForest, out of the 300 theme providers that you guys sampled out of the 1,001, 204 of those 300 were on ThemeForest. Can you provide any insight into maybe why that number is so high?
Well, you know what? Actually, what happened is the rest were most of the ones that I could find that weren't on ThemeForest in the first place. So I think that basically falls in line with the overall numbers. And they're also, it's easy to see what people on ThemeForest are doing when I was doing my research, because there's all sorts of data just handed to you on ThemeForest.
So one of the data points that was brought up in the survey was the $7.80 price tag, which I believe was the average price of a theme as it related to theme clubs. Did that surprise you at all? That seems pretty cheap.
It does. And so for that, it actually, if anything, it's a little bit lower, because a couple of the shops, they would have a startup cost, so it would be maybe $200 now, and then you become a part of this yearly installment, and then you never pay that startup price again. And I just amortized that first initial payment over the first year. So technically, if you stay with one of those shops for a couple years, it's actually cheaper. But there are a lot of shops out there that, you know, just charge $40 a year and you get 35 themes. So, yeah, it's definitely very low.
Yeah, it would have been cool to see how many of those theme providers actually either had a club option or were actually theme clubs, compared to maybe just a theme provider providing separate themes. Because as we've seen in the past, the club idea, which isn't new to the WordPress world. When I started writing in WordPress back in 2007, 2008, that's when I first got wind of certain theme providers coming up with the whole idea of a theme club. Hey, you pay $50 and boom, you get one theme a month, and you know, it's like, wow, what a great value. But between their pricing and the pressure that they're under to get out one new theme every month, not very many theme clubs have survived over time. It doesn't seem to be a very good model for a theme business.
Yeah, you know, it's tough to say. I've got those numbers here with me. So let's see. So all the ThemeForest exclusive authors are required to use a one-time payment, but there was another 111 from the 300, and out of those 111, 100 sold themes as a one-time payment, 35 sold club subscriptions, and 24 of them did both.
Okay.
So it's still a pretty common thing, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, and it's no surprise to me, but out of those 300 theme providers, 88% offer lifetime support, meaning, you know, in parentheses, doing air quotes here, lifetime of the product. That's what it's supposed to mean. So considering what has recently happened with Woo Themes and the suddenly changing what unlimited means, it seems inevitable that this number should decrease over time. And I think Stephen Glib also pointed this out in the comments on the post, that if you were to take this survey again within the next year or 2 years, it would be interesting to see if that number decreases, which really I hope it would, because lifetime without a recurring payment fee is just not sustainable.
Yeah, I think that it will. So I think 1 year will become really common, and monthly lifetime support will hopefully go down. At the same time, I feel like it really depends on how things go at ThemeForest. So maybe if a top author like Chrissy started limiting to 1 year, then that might trickle down. Or if ThemeForest themselves decided to kind of tell people that that's an okay thing to do, it might catch on pretty fast. But I think it's something that will happen over the next year or two.
Yeah, because if we look back at the announcement by Woo Themes, they came out and admitted, hey, we are considered by many to be a role model, so to speak, for how to run your business and how to do pricing. And I think because they were one of the initial theme clubs to offer unlimited support or unlimited updates, that so many other people followed suit because that looked like the right way to do your business. Now, over all these years, they finally changed that business model, but it's going to take some time for that to kind of trickle down to everyone else.
And you know, it's kind of like a bad omen for everyone else. You can definitely look up to Woo Themes because they've been around for 5 years and they have a lot of customers. most of these shops have only been around for 3 years. So I don't know if that's kind of the point where you realize that the cost of retaining a customer starts to become greater than the actual lifetime value. But I feel like they're definitely an example to look to and decide, hey, yeah, if we're offering lifetime support, we definitely got to make some changes here.
So considering that the majority of the 300 theme providers sampled run ThemeForest, it makes sense that the majority of them used forums for support because I think that's an option given to them by ThemeForest. Where did you end up finding comment forums being used for support, which seems to me like that would be the worst way to provide support? But I've seen it done with free themes over the years, and the comment thread just gets to be a mile long.
Yeah, you know what? The comments was – that was only counting people using the Envato comments system.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's just seems to be – wow, that'd be like the worst way to provide support because it's very hard to search. There's no, on very many comment forums, there's not a hierarchical approach to it. It's just terrible. I think yeah. Nobody should be using comment forums for support.
I agree. I think you start off with comments, and then as you get more support requests, you switch into something like a ticket system or a forum.
Yeah. Did you have any data in terms of theme clubs using one particular piece of software for support or specifically data that showed theme providers using multiple ways of support? Because we were talking about this. I recently did a panel at WordCamp Grand Rapids talking about commercial themes and plugins, and the subject of support came up numerous times, but there appears to be a point in the lifetime of the company where forums just don't scale. Once you reach a certain volume of support requests, that forums kind of lose their usefulness and you have to migrate to something like tickets. So do you have any data that shows multiple forms of support being used for specific theme providers?
Yeah, it seemed that there was generally a divide between either forums or a ticket system and a knowledge base paired together.
Mm-hmm.
Email and Envato comments were pretty rare and generally something people would start with and switch out of. And then there wasn't – if they had a forum, I might be able to find the exact number. But if you had a forum, the odds that you also are using a dedicated knowledge base are pretty low. I think there's only a handful. But I have a number here. I think – let's see. 51 of the 68 people – using a ticket system had a knowledge base. So
okay.
Those were almost always coupled together.
Mm-hmm. So last question I have for you, is there any information in this survey that really shocked you or surprised you after you tallied all the results together?
You know what? I just couldn't believe how prevalent ThemeForest was. I thought I'd find it lower than 87% of all of them.
Yeah, I mean, that is a huge number. I mean, that's the one that kind of stuck out at me and said, hey, you know, ThemeForest, they mean business. And they're also brought up at the session I did at WordCamp Grand Rapids, where if you are just getting into the market selling themes, like you and I previously discussed, you really should – there's no reason not to use ThemeForest. They already have a huge marketplace, a huge audience. Why you would not tap into that is beyond me. And in fact, ThemeForest has such a huge market now that even established theme companies like WooThemes, StudioPress, and others sell themes through ThemeForest just because of the audience and market share that they have already.
Yeah, that's really interesting as well.
All right, Ben. So thanks a lot for being with me today to talk about this survey, the results. Tell us once again who you are, what you do, and where we could find you at.
All right. Thanks for having me. My name is Ben Sibley. I'm the co-founder of Support Dash. You can check us out at www.supportdash.com or on Twitter at twitter.com/supportdash.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ben.
All right. Thank you.